One of the YouTubes I released was how I made a certain sizable sum in a very short time, and it was one of the worst things for my trading course. So we actually need to manage for overperformance as well as underperformance. So it seems like the extremes can bite you, John, and it's all about balance and symmetry. Is there something in that?
Yeah, pardon me for going off on a little bit of a tangent here. Many years ago, I had a gentleman who came to me at the program I do called the Breakthrough Experience. And in this program, as you know, I help people break through whatever they feel is in the way of what they want to go after. It helps them get clear about what they want, and it looks at what it is that's interfering with that, and then how do we get through it. And he was having challenges with his relationship that he'd been married for 10 years, and it was just a sort of blah relationship, he felt. It wasn't exciting. And I said, well, what are you comparing it to? He said, well, this chick I met 11 years ago that I met at Club Med, and we had 3 days, and it was just unbelievable passion and sexuality and this and that. And I said, well, as long as you're comparing your wife to a fantasy, there's no way she can win. Because a fantasy, almost anybody can endure 3 days of fantasy, but nobody could sustain that. So what were the drawbacks of that fantasy girl? And he goes, man, there was no drawbacks. I said, yes, there's always a drawback. So what were the drawbacks? And after probing further, he started finding them. He said, well, there was, her voice was a little whiny, and I wouldn't want to be seen with her in public. And we found out, as we accumulated the drawbacks of that fantasy from 10 years earlier, 11 years earlier, he started to open his heart to his wife, because he couldn't appreciate his wife because he's comparing it to this high. Now that goes forward and backward in time. So if you have a situation where you make a fortune and it looks like, wow, I killed the market, the first foolish thing to do is to think you did it, that your genius did that, instead of the market happened to go in your favor. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm just a genius, and you think, oh, I'm going to do that again and again and again.
Ego.
Your ego gets in the way. Then what happens is you get a high, and then anything less than those amounts, they don't feel like they're anything anymore, so they're not enough. So you're always looking for that big high and looking for that big kill. As Jim Collins says in his business management, it's the little incremental tweakings on a business that makes a great business, not this big one thing that kills it. So actually making money very quickly can actually undermine the strategy that it takes to build wealth. So it's wise to moderate. It was the guy that ran Southwest Airlines. He didn't allow his company to go too fast in growth or too far in decay. He maintained an up and down system with kind of a gain and loss limits. And as a result of it, he had a nice steady growth in Southwest Airlines, where a lot of people would go overboard and then have to lay people off, and then they'd have to hire people and they have to lay people off. They didn't allow themselves governance. People that have governance and don't allow themselves to get too extreme in emotion are the people that have strategies that fulfill economics. So yeah, you can get a windfall for a day. The wisest thing to do is to ask yourself, so what's the downside of that? And when I was in practice years ago, whenever I'd have a big day and I'd start to think I'm really amazing, I would ask, so who did I forget to say their name? What staff member did I forget to thank? What procedure did I overlook? What paperwork did I not do? I had a checklist of things to come calm me down, because when I was calm and centered, I was more focused on the purpose of my organization instead of me, how great I was. And then if I had a really low day, I asked, what did I do? Who did I remember? What did I procedure as follow? I had my own checklist of questions that I checked off every day to make sure I was centered and purposeful on a daily basis. And the volatilities in my business stabilized, and I had the steady growth. Where beforehand I was up and down and up and down and highly volatile. And just like high volatilities in the small cap companies, high volatility is the small of a small company. And large cap companies are usually more stable. So the more you stabilize yourself, the bigger your capitalization.
It's incredible, because our strategy is actually based on volatility, and we're interested at the low moment of volatility on the basis of return.
Well, it's not about the market volatility can work in your favor, but you have to be able to override that market. You can't let the market run you. You have to be able to override the market's fluctuation.
Yes, so the extremes are definitely damaging. That's really interesting.